The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters, what is the end? What is the goal of all fasting? Why do we have an entire season in which we seek some way to deny ourselves? It is for one sole reason: to do whatever is necessary to lead us to a deeper intimacy with the bridegroom of our souls. You think of a marriage. It is so easy. Now, all of you who are married are probably saying, "Well, Father, really, it's not that easy." It is so easy to do the tiniest little things that can enhance married life. The things that your spouse would seek you to do to deepen your love. For a husband, you know, gosh, it means so much to work when I come home on time from work. I'm going to make sure to start doing that. You know, she's told me 1,000 times, "Will you please not leave your dirty clothes on the floor? Don't leave your shoes out by the couch at the end of the day. Please put away your dishes when you go to bed at night." There's 12 little chores she'd like me to do around the house. You know, I'm going to chip away at those every Saturday morning. I'm going to get one of those done. She would like a date night once a month where I would just take her out without the kids. It would mean the world to him when he comes through the door every night if I would drop whatever I'm doing and simply welcome him. Give him a kiss, spend 5 minutes being attentive to him. It means so much when I have dinner on the table when he comes home. A few nights a week, I'm going to start doing that. Make sure to have a meal prepared. He'd like to have dinner with the kids. You know, he wants to spend time with them. He's asked that we do the rosary every night. I can make that happen. Those tiny little ways in which we are attentive to our beloved, and it so deepens a relationship. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the lover of our souls, and how much more He longs for us to be attentive to Him. And in the season of Lent, it's ways in which we seek to do that. Gosh, you know, if I would just go to bed a little earlier every night, I could get up and spend time with our Lord every day to start off my day. Or if I'm already spending time every day in the morning, if I would go to bed a little earlier, I could be more attentive in that time of prayer. I'm focusing so much on food. My heart should be focused on Christ. I'm going to do that for Lent. At Christmas time, you know, the last couple of years I'd said we should ask our Lord, "Lord, what would you like me to give you in this Christmas season?" I was praying about that myself on Christmas Day at the 10:30 Mass as I'm elevating the host. As I'm elevating the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, He told me what He wanted me to give to Him. And it'll probably sound so silly and so simple. He asked that I would change my posture when I make my daily holy hour. That I would start it on my knees every day. I cannot tell you how that has enhanced my prayer life. And it all comes down to a simple request from the beloved of my soul. And when we respond in those tiny little ways, how that stirs His heart. my spiritual director, when I was in Rome, he said, for the season of Lent, every time you make one of those little sacrifices, whatever it is that you're doing for Lent, I recommend that you offer some sort of little ejaculatory prayer that you take from Scripture. So, for example, this season of Lent, every time I make one of these little acts that I've chosen to do, I simply say in that moment that it is no longer I who live, but you who live in me. To constantly remind myself, why am I doing this? It's to enhance my relationship with our Lord. It might be, Lord, I do this so that I can love as you love. So that in my weakness I am made strong because your power resides in me. May we ask our Lord for the grace that at the end of these 40 days, the bridegroom of our souls shares a deeper union with us.